Over the course of 2 Saturdays, you are invited to transform the conductivity of the human body into a controller to activate melodies and beats. Through this two-part workshop, parents and kids will gain exposure to interactive design by immersion, and young adults will learn about conductivity, circuits, LEDs, coding, electronic music, looping, and physical computing through direct experimentation. Once it's all set in place, attendees will help local young artist and musician Ernesto Carrillo build an interactive musical installation that will be on display for the general public to enjoy. Here to talk about the Fab Lab and this upcoming workshop are Kathy Chen and Sergio Ramos. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't believe this is the first time the Fab Lab is on State of the Arts.
Yeah, no, we're really excited to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to be here.
So tell us about the Fab Lab as a whole, because I feel like we need to use this as your introduction.
The Fab Lab is short for Fabrication Laboratory. And what we focus on is digital fabrication for the community. So we have an open door policy. Anyone can come and use our resources like 3D printers, laser cutters, and CNC machines, and 3D scanners to prototype ideas that they may have to turn ideas into actual objects. We also focus on another aspect of making, which is STEM education and creative workshops. So we have different events for kids and for adults as well, where we expose them to emerging technologies and get them familiarized and, you know, get their hands dirty working on different things.
So as a person, like, I mean, I know people can't see you, but you're wearing a cap that was 3D printed. So I could walk into the Fab Lab and say, I would like to 3D print a cap or a design that's in my head, and you all would help me.
Yeah, actually, I had the idea for this hat, and I enlisted Sergio and his architectural modeling skills to help me model this cap in Rhino. So after we had the 3D file ready, we sent it off to a company called Shapeways in New York. And then weeks later, I got my hat, and I've been rocking it since.
I'm having all of it.
Yeah, so we're pretty open for anyone to come. We really enjoy helping other ideas come through, not just ours. So we always put all resources available for anyone who wants to come and, you know, make something great.
And that's evident because you have this series that you've just started with MCAD, but you were talking before how really this series is born out of the workshops that you all have done in the previous years. Can you tell us about some of the more exciting workshops that you've done, and then we can go into how we're going to turn the human body into an instrument, because I'm very excited about it.
Some of my favorite workshops that we have done in the past include 3D scanning and 3D printing actual people. So people have come to our creative workshops. We actually 3D scanned and 3D printed the entire ceramics class of the art department at UTEP last year.
Awesome.
And that was 22 students. And their assignment was to then take that mold and cast it, and then to make a porcelain object out of the figures that were printed of themselves. And that was just really exciting, just seeing people, you know, take this almost sci-fi-like notion of, mm-hmm. you know, creating like a 3D virtual version of yourself and then seeing it printed out, you know, in plastic. You know, that's kind of the notion that really unites a lot of our creative workshops, is this just opening people's eyes and imagination to new possibilities in technology and in art.
Which yeah. brings us to this kids series.
Yeah. So, although we label like workshops for kids or family friendly, they're like more fun for the adults sometimes.
Right, they're supervising, but yeah. then they're the ones that are in there.
yeah, because, you know, it's just getting the hands-on and actually getting like a project-driven workshop. So you know what you're working towards, and that makes them way more fun than when you're just out doing something that you have no clue what it's going to do at the end.
Okay, so we have a clue about we're going to make music with the human body, but how are you going to do that?
The workshop, it's going to focus on the programming of and using circuit boards that are available for really cheap, and how you can use that to make music with your computer with a very basic setup.
The interactive musical installation is going to be achieved through this board that's from Bear Conductive Company, and it's called the Touch Board. And what the board does is it senses human capacitance. So when you move your hand over the board, you don't need to be grounded, and you are able to complete a circuit, which triggers something else to happen. And in this case, it's going to be a musical melody. So as people move their hands over the sensor, it's going to trigger a segment of music, and then if they move it over another sensor, it's going to trigger a different melody, and then through that, they can create different melodies at different times and beats. So basically, they're using their body to create a song that's unique for them, and it might be different from person to person, depending on their mood or depending on how many people are interacting with the exhibit. So, yeah, it's going to be a very versatile and very visceral experience for people.
It sounds kind of like, what are those, the theremin?
Kind of, yeah. It's very similar to that concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in here you actually get to touch something to trigger the noise. And then at the same time, the sound is going to react with the LEDs. So you get like a very wholesome experience of music.
Oh, cool.
And light.
So your own laser light musical show, if you will.
Right. Yes. And the best part about the workshop is, you know, there's this tangible goal that we're working towards, which is completing this installation. But we're also showing people the workings behind how this project is put together. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the real fun of it, is not to just have this shiny end product that like mystifies people, but also to get people involved in dissecting it and seeing how the whole system works behind the scenes, and get them excited about things like circuits, programming, circuit boards, and conductivity, and music. And so it all, you know, synthesizes together into this educational experience for everyone.
So if somebody wants to be a part of it, I would imagine that they'd have to register for it.
Yeah, we have a recommended RSVP on our website. So if they go to fablabelpaso.org, they'll be able to sign up for it under events.
Okay, so it's important that people sign up. And then the other question, since it's a two-part workshop, do you need to be present at both parts? Or
it's recommended, okay, but it's not necessary.
Okay, but really, yeah, it sounds like you want to be at both.
Yeah, right. What we try to do with workshops, we try to like break preconceived notions of like computing and programming. So it's really good if they show up for the full workshop so they can get the whole experience.
Very cool. So we know we have this one coming, and it's part of a series. So if I want to stay informed on the series, is the website or your Facebook page the best way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really active on social media, so we will be posting updates of upcoming workshops. And, you know, I encourage everyone to stay tuned, because we have some even more exciting workshops coming up. There's going to be a workshop where participants will get to collaborate together to build a mini arcade machine that you can actually play retro games on, called the Pikade. And another workshop where it will involve actually building a drone and taking drone footage. So it's a DIY quadcopter that you build, and then you'll be working with a local videographer to capture footage of the city.
Very cool. So you definitely want to stay in touch about the Fab Lab series and visit them online, fablabelpaso.org. Yes. And if you want to be a part of this first workshop, we encourage you highly to RSVP.
Yes,
and
definitely.
More than anything, I mean, really, look for you online, look for you on social media, and I can't wait to see the product. It sounds so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really psyched as well.
Yeah.
Well, today my guests have been Kathy Chen and Sergio Ramos of the Fab Lab. And thank you so much for coming to State of the
Arts. Thank you again.
Thank you.